Jerry Bader Show 1050. Yeah, we can still take calls. Basically, the whole hour has featured a lot of different stories, all with the same theme. The effort to silence conservatism. Now, as you know, that would have been on Tuesday, federal judge, U.S. District Judge Rudolph Randa put a stop to John Doe 2.0. Just stopped it. And we explained in great detail yesterday why. Yesterday, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals put a hold on Randa's ruling, stopping it. Okay? The appeals court puts the brakes on a judge who shut down Scott Walker investigation. Guess what? Randa fired back today. Federal judge stops Doe probe for second time. The investigation into Governor Scott Walker's 2012 recall campaign and conservative groups that supported him has been halted for the second time in as many days by a federal judge. Actually, it's two times in 3 days. But anyway, U.S. District Judge Rudolph Randa on Thursday issued an order in a separate case that allows for his previous order halting the probe to be effective. I know this is head-spinning stuff. Here's what happened. The Federal Appeals Court yesterday said Randa's original order on Tuesday stopping the investigation was in error because he had yet to rule on whether a separate appeal by prosecutors was frivolous. Randa said Thursday that the appeal, which was to his ruling that prosecutors are not immune from being sued by Wisconsin Club for Growth, was indeed frivolous. That reinstates his preliminary injunction halting the probe. Okay. I didn't even fully understand that. I did, but I understand if you didn't. So cleaning up that technical issue that the appeals court called him out on now puts his blockage of the Doe probe back in place, okay? So what he did on Tuesday, shutting it down, is now in place. The Wall Street Journal has a piece on, they didn't know when they wrote this, they didn't even know about the appeals court thing, which he has now dealt with. So they've got a piece, political speech wins in Wisconsin. A federal judge rebukes prosecutors trying to silence conservatives. This, by the John Doe 2.0 is another example of how they were trying to shut down conservative groups in Wisconsin. The four-year effort by Democratic prosecutors to criminalize political speech in Wisconsin has hit the wall of the U.S. Constitution. In a ruling that could have consequences nationwide, federal judge Rudolph Randa issued a preliminary injunction Tuesday ending the secret John Doe probe of allies of Governor Scott Walker. We have been telling you for months about the secret Wisconsin John Doe, which operates like a grand jury and forces targets to remain silent. The targets are right-of-center groups disliked by Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm, his special prosecutor Francis Schmitz, and the left-leaning State Government Accountability Board that regulates campaign finance. Prosecutors were able to leak details with impunity until one of the targets, Eric O'Keefe, went public to us, the Wall Street Journal, last November about the abuse of power. He also sought Washington attorney David Rifkin to file a federal civil rights lawsuit to shut down the probe, and that's what Judge Randa responded to on Tuesday. An injunction must cross a high legal bar, and Judge Randa found that Mr. O'Keefe's lawsuit had a high likelihood of success on the merits, while the probe also caused him irreparable harm. Prosecutors must have been stunned because they immediately appealed to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeal and even filed a second motion seeking an immediate stay of Judge Randa's order. The Seventh Circuit granted the temporary stay late Wednesday on a technicality and said prosecutors did not have to destroy evidence they had collected. But Judge Randa's injunction is still a personal and political humiliation for prosecutors and, again, back in place today. The sort of rebuke that happens to racists in the Old South, not righteous liberals. Prosecutors had justified their dawn raids and harassment in the name of exposing illegal coordination between the Walker campaign and conservative groups. But Judge Randa ruled the investigation was based on a mistaken reading of campaign finance law that violated Mr. O'Keefe's First Amendment rights. In other words, even if this coordination was happening, it's legal. The defendants are pursuing criminal charges through a secret John Doe investigation against the plaintiffs for exercising issue advocacy speech rights that on their face are not subject to the regulations or statutes the defendants seek to enforce, the judge wrote. Mr. O'Keefe, director of the Wisconsin Club for Growth, had merely advocated for issues he cares about, which is protected speech. O'Keefe and the club obviously agree with Governor Walker's policies, the judge added, but coordinated ads in favor of those policies carry no risk of corruption because the club's interests are already aligned with Walker and other conservative politicians. Let me explain that. Quid pro quo, as we mentioned yesterday, is the only way you can bring the force of law. If you are trying to convince someone to your point of view, the club and Walker already co-endorse each other's point of view. So corruption isn't a possibility there. It's worth noting that Judge Randa is the second judge to find that prosecutors were wrong on the law. In January, Wisconsin Judge Gregory Peterson quashed subpoenas that he ruled were based on a misreading of campaign finance law. Prosecutors are appealing that ruling, which we told you about on January 13th, though it is under John Doe's seal. It's worth noting that prosecutors would still be continuing their harassment without legal or political accountability if not for Mr. O'Keefe's willingness to go public at considerable personal risk. Mr. Chisholm and his deputy Bruce Landgraf are noted Democrat partisans with a vindictive streak. Whether or not they ever brought charges, they also knew their probe would effectively shut down center-right spending as Mr. Walker and Republicans try to win re-election this year. The Wisconsin Club for Growth spent some $8 million on advertising or grants to other groups in 2012 during the recall. In 2013, it spent $1.7 million but has been silent since John Doe subpoenas hit in October. That's what this is all about. Similar damage has been done to conservative groups across the state. According to Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce spent some $4 million during the recall. But aside from a small radio buy about an asbestos trust issue this year, the group has been off the air. Like the IRS targeting of conservative nonprofits, only worse in my opinion, the Wisconsin John Doe shows how campaign finance laws have become a liberal weapon to silence political opponents. Prosecutors claim to be fighting the risk of corruption from dark money in politics, but their enforcement attempts, done in secret and unrestrained by constitutional guardrails, have become far more politically corrupting. As Judge Randa put it, and very well, the larger danger is giving government an expanded role in uprooting all forms of perceived corruption, which may result in corruption of the First Amendment itself. Let's hope the Seventh Circuit is as wise. Judge Randa's ruling was, as we said yesterday, a major slapdown. Saying, look, you're just trying to silence these groups. And this is a big moment. Randa's rulings, and again, if you missed it, he fixed the technical correction as of today. So what the Seventh Circuit Court did is undone already today. I know it gets hard to follow. Just understand, Randa's stopping of the John Doe is back as of this moment. These are the things that they are trying to do. They can't defeat conservatives in the marketplace of ideas, so they're trying to shut them down. Judge Randa is a hero. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.